You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The big one on Monday night at 8 p.m, Arsenal versus Manchester City. Arsenal 7-5, the draw 21-10, and Man City 21-10. And all out with the enhanced odds offers. Olivier Giroud to score and Arsenal to win is 4-1. Aaron Ramsey to score and Arsenal to win is 6-1. Raheem Sterling to score and Man City to win is 7-1. And Sergio Aguero to score and Man City to win in the betting at 4-1. Both these teams have faltered slightly as well, Derek. It's not been we've mentioned this on the podcast on numerous occasions. It's not been a vintage Premier League season. And City in particular, they've struggled recently, losing to Stoke and Liverpool in recent weeks. And Iheanacho has had to save them a couple of times already this term as well.
Yeah. They've been poor on occasions. Everybody's, you know, saying Arsenal have real chances for the league. But look at some of the, ignore their European form for a moment. And these are the teams they've met in recent weeks. West Brom, Norwich, Sunderland and Villa. Now, you'd expect a 12-point haul from that if you're going to be winning the league. But, I mean, you know, only two of those four games did Arsenal win. In fact, they actually lost to West Brom, remember, not so long ago. I don't think their form is anything special. Yeah, OK, they look great against Olympiacos in the Champions League, but, you know, I'm not getting fooled by that. I think Arsenal are very, very beatable. City, their problem is consistency at their best. If I thought they were going to be anywhere near the best, I'd be all over City at these prices. But you never know what you're going to get from them at the moment. It's a difficult team to call. Interestingly, they've been to the Emirates in the last six seasons. They've only lost one, City. They've got a good recent record there. And I can see them going and getting a draw. I don't think they're big enough for me to back because of their inconsistency. But I'm not backing Arsenal. I think the draw's a big player here.
21-10 for the draw. Alexis Sanchez could return on Monday night, which would be a big boost. For Arsenal.
But would he? They're getting better results without him.
True. He's quality, though, isn't he, Sanchez? Really?
Yeah, he is.
And City likely to be without Vincent Kompany, and they've struggled without him.
Yeah.
Defensively, I think, anyway.
Yeah. Just a little quiz question for both of you.
Yeah.
How many goals have Man City scored away from home this season? Played seven games.
Just a guess. Seven goals.
14?
You're looking at the league table there.
Yeah.
Seven. Seven goals and seven away.
Is that all they've got away from home?
Somebody, wasn't it? They haven't scored a goal in the last three away from home at Manchester City, which obviously I've been watching the football, but I was still kind of stunned to realise that. So, you know, drawn a blank at Stoke, at Villa and at Man United. And he scored one at Tottenham, one at Crystal Palace. So, you know, four of the... You just think to yourself, where are they going to score more goals against Arsenal then, all of a sudden? Because Arsenal got the second best home defence in the Premier League. You know, you marry those two things up and you would think that Arsenal should be able to beat City with the firepower that they've got at the moment. Especially in Olivier Giroud, who's been great. 9 goals in the Premier League, 17 goals this season in for club and country. Obviously, you know, he's doing really well. He's scored both ends against Sunderland, is that good at the minute. Been great in Europe for them as well this season. I kind of agree with Derek in that I find it hard to go against City when they're 21-10.
They've drifted massively in the market all week.
Big price, though. But I might sit on the fence here and leave the outrights alone and just go for a goal scorer. But I do like Giroud. He scored in his last two games against Manchester City. Because
scored last week as well.
Yeah.
Someone nabbed that.
Yeah. 29-20. Score this time. Bit shorter than we had last week, isn't it? I think it was a bit bigger.
No,
than that,
bigger than what we had last week. 11-10 he was.
Oh,
last
was
week.
I thought it was
11-10. Yeah.
But look, I mean, Giroud to score and Arsenal to win is 4-1.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
I could make an argument for that. I think it's a nice price because I think City are struggling to score goals, and as we know, that they are struggling to keep them out with Kompany up there. So look, I'm going to go for an Arsenal win here with a Giroud scoring 4-1.
Okay, and one little stat here, if you're following the stats. 5 red cards in the last 5 Premier League matches between the two at the Emirates, which surprised me. And the red card in the match is 9-4, if you look in the cards markets here, which isn't a mammoth price, but it's something to definitely have a look at. Arsenal 7-5, the draw 21-10, and Man City 21-10.
Do you think that City still win the league, Derek, by the way?
Yeah, but only by default, only because nobody else is good enough to win it.
I've been against Arsenal winning it all season long. I just don't think they're strong enough. But, you know, if they go out of Europe, as we probably expect them to, City will probably continue through Europe. This is the best chance Arsenal have had for years and years and years, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it is without question. But, I mean, you know, They have had big chances as well.
There's always been one team who are, say, are head and shoulders above them. And I don't see City being that at the moment. No. At their best, you're right. If Aguero's firing, if company's playing. But we're getting towards Christmas now, and these players aren't featuring in many games. I know Aguero's due back this week. But, I mean, how long will he last? You know, and I think the Champions League will become almost all-encompassing for them in the new year. They need to get on a run now, and between now and February, when the Champions League starts again. But I think City are going to be. I think City might go to the semi-finals of the Champions League. So I'm starting to wonder about Arsenal in that league now.
Leicester City, 16-1. If you fancy Leicester City,
finish outside the top four.
Still, do you think?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.